support here on our station. We appreciate it all, believe me. And right now, we are going to get started with an interview that I conducted with Craig Brandwin and David Oberman, who are songwriters on some of the songs that we featured here on the show. Excuse me. And I wanted to just let you hear a little bit about the inside of recording, what songwriters are thinking about, what production people are looking for, and then we'll interrupt that interview a couple, three times with some of the songs that they have produced as part of their partnership, so that they're working together. So I'm going to go ahead and get that started for you. So give a listen. Here is me talking with Craig Brandwin, David Oberman, about their album, Americana from Alabama. So it's going to be some good music, too. Some good country stuff here for you. You only get this on the Carolina Pines radio show. We got all the inside tracks with all those important folks. Here it comes. Listen up, and we'll all learn some good stuff here. Here we go.
Good morning. You got Cisha here on the Carolina Pines radio show. And I am talking with David Oberman and Craig Brandwin up in Birmingham, Alabama this morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Guys doing good? Well, David Oberman and Craig Brandwin are the co-writers of the songs on the new album, Americana from Alabama. And there's three good songs on there. We're going to talk about those. But good morning. Thanks for talking to us on the show this morning. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so you guys are in Birmingham, Alabama, correct?
Birmingham, Alabama, yep.
All right. So, David, you're a songwriter and musician that's been working with Craig on this production. And, Craig, I know you're the co-writer and producer at Center Sound Productions in Alabama. So I wanted to get you guys both on here and just talk to you about how it is to co-write and what your process was. So let's start with you, David. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You know, like how long have you been writing music? You know, how'd you get started with this project?
Yeah, well, sure, Carolyn. Thank you so much. And before I get started, just want to tell you that I recently listened to your show, and you have an incredible format, and I really enjoyed listening to it. So I wish you the best with that. But
I can tell you,
I really enjoyed it. It's pretty simple. I retired about 3 years ago from a major financial firm, and I've always had a passion for music. And I just started thinking about taking my life experiences and putting it down in the form of a song. And I love country music, and I tried to find a niche in between a Toby Keith sound and a Jimmy Buffett sound.
And oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, I just love both of those. I had an opportunity to spend some time with Toby a few years ago.
Wow.
Just really admired what he had done. And, of course, who doesn't like Jimmy Buffett? So,
right.
So, anyway, my background really is in classical piano.
Oh.
I also play trumpet in a local band here, but I just really had a desire to write some music, and it's just fun. All I want is for people to be able to dance and sing to my songs. That's all I'm really looking for, to have some fun with it.
So
I ran into a childhood friend who happened to know, who's also a songwriter and happened to know Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And introduced me to Craig, and I guess this is about 3 years ago. We just really hit it off, and what a professional Craig is. He's just a perfectionist. He wants everything to sound just right, and he knew what I really was looking for, and so it was helpful in that regard, that I didn't have to explain and go into too much detail, because he was a step ahead of me, it seemed, at every turn. So anyway, that's the background, how I kind of found out about Craig. And it's been a great relationship. We work very closely together for hours at a time. And, we take each other's ideas and build on it.
Yeah. And so, Craig, I know you have Center Sound Productions there. And how I'm sure you get flooded with a lot of you know, inflow from artists. I know you've been in the business for a long time, worked with a lot of Grammy winners and all of that. So how do you glom onto something and say, hey, this is something this is a groove for me. This is somebody I could work with.
That's a great question. You know, it's a tough choice.
Yeah.
Everybody has something of value.
Right.
And everybody's got that contributes to their music, their babies, their love. If it doesn't click with me on a production level, if I feel that I cannot do the song or justice, if you will, mm-hmm. or it's not in my wheelhouse as an expertise, I'll pass on it because mm-hmm. I don't want to lead somebody down the wrong path and just say, oh, yeah, this is great. Let's just do this, because that's not right. It's not fair to do that to somebody. But on the other hand, when I hear something and when I meet somebody and I get, you know, a vibe and then, you know, the first thing I always look for is, can I hang out with this person? Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of what's on the page. You know, can we get along? Can we talk? Can we be constructively criticism to each other mm-hmm. without hurting feelings or whatever? So it was very important to me to get an idea if this person, if I could work with a person. Once I passed that, we passed that test very quickly, actually. But, then he showed me a few ideas, some narratives of ideas of what could possibly be songs. He's got some melodic ideas and stuff. There's a hook, one or two hooks that he was talking about the song itself. And I'm like, this could be a really good song. Let's try it. And we did some, you know, obviously, work tapes back and forth, and you know how to write a song, and the song's never written. It's always rewritten.
Right.
So we, we finally landed on an idea. What could be great about with David is that he knew what he wanted coming into the game. It's not like we were throwing things in the air. He had an end goal.
And he had that sound kind of that he was looking for, right?
Exactly. And if I wasn't able to get that sound, I would absolutely recommend somebody else that could, and I would bow out gracefully. But I knew I could. I had experience with this type of music, so I was able to listen and listen beyond what he was talking about, of course, and understand how artists and writers want, you know, the language, obviously. But in addition to that, the song itself had a really cool story. And
let me just jump in somewhat. The song we're talking about off the album, there are three songs. One's called Wearing Country Like a Crown, great song. One's called Baked in Buzz, which I played on the show previously. It was a lot of fun. And One Dance is the song we're going to talk about today, because that's one I'm going to play right after the interview, right? So that's the one you're referring to?
Yes.
All right, let's break here. Let's hear Wearing Country Like a Crown. We'll come right back to Craig and David Overman in their interview. Here's from Americana from Alabama, Wearing Country Like a Crown. Let's crank it.
I wore a suit and a tie. I used to be that kind of guy, now retired where I want to be, with a denim shirt wearing me. I'm a country guy who wore a sharp suit in a world so uptight. Now I'm sipping whiskey from a mason jar under the neon lights. I looked out of place, but I wore it like a crown. This country guy won't ever back down. Business meetings, all those trips, drinking martinis while the clock just ticked. Tip my hat to the lady, shake a hand or two, Don't ever doubt I'll always be true to the dirt beneath my boots. I'm a country guy who wore a sharp suit in the world so uptight. Now I'm sipping whiskey from a mason jar under the neon lights. I know I look out of place, but I wore it like a crown. Country guy won't ever back down. Now I'm walking the dog instead of the lion. Finish my climb. Now my time, oh, my time is mine. I'll just manage the bait on the line. Take it from me, this country guy. Watch the sunset paint the sky. I'm a country guy. Wore a sharp suit in a world so uptight. Now I'm sipping whiskey from a mason jar under the neon lights. I know I looked out of place, but I wore it like a crown. Country guy won't ever back down. Country guy won't ever back down.
All right, that's Wearing Country Like a Crown. And now I'm going to go back here a little bit more on this interview with Craig Brandwin and our friend David Oberman. If I get this thing rolling here. Here we go. Come on. Oh, it doesn't want to come up for me. Hold on one moment, and I'll be with you just in a second. I want to make sure it's going to play before I turn it on for you here. There we go. All right. It's not as easy as it might look from your, you know, when you're looking at the radio. Here we go.
Cool. You could talk about that another time. But yes. One day, what happened with that one, the story, he'll tell you the story of the song, which is really, really cool. But the hook got me. And I said, you know what, this could be a real fun song for people to just kind of dance to and not have to dissect every lyric. It's just a good, fun, you know, danceable, singable tune. And the story's true behind it, which is nice. But what I also liked about it is when he sent me a couple of, like, Toby Keith, Jimmy Buffett, a couple of different other artists saying, this is the kind of flavor that we're looking for. And it was pretty much, okay, yeah, I've done songs like this before with other artists, and it seems to be fairly successful. Like, I think I could do it. So it worked out. So we co-write. He'll come in with ideas and melodic ideas, and I'll sit here at the piano and or guitar and
nice.
Kind of poke things out as we do. And then we sort of get a little structure to it, and we hit in the studio, and of course I use my A guys to record, and we bring them in, and we knock it out.
That is awesome. And just as a side, Craig, were you in some big hair band in the back in the day?
Okay, yeah, so. Who was it, Carol?
Just saying. And David, yeah. I know you're playing, you know, 70s rock and roll too, so we all have a lot of sides, but I think country, this kind of music is something everybody relates to. Everybody feels the story, or, you know, or they feel the rhythm of it. And you know, when you talk about Toby Keith and Jimmy Buffett putting those sounds together, and you get that vibe. So that's an interesting way to come into it. So, David, the story is kind of true in this song?
Yeah. One afternoon, I was just sitting there thinking about how I met my wife.
Oh.
And, in, you know, that was 47 years ago.
Wow.
And, so I just said, and the story goes on that there were three young ladies standing there. We were at a party, so to speak, and I asked one of them to dance with me. And at that moment, I knew that she was the one.
Really?
And so the song goes into a little bit of detail about it and everything. And mm-hmm. But it was interesting. It's, you know, it's a personal experience. But when people hear the song, they say, you know what? I met my wife the same way. And and so I guess people can relate to it. But it's a fun, upbeat song. And it's a moment. Yeah. In my life, and it just really came, and you know, it's interesting. I didn't let her know I was writing this one about her.
Aww.
We were sitting on the back porch, and I played it, and she looked at me and she said, "This is about me." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Now I know that you really love me."
Oh, so, that's so sweet.
Did she give you the rights to it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's heartwarming to me, but apparently to a lot of other people too.
That's awesome. I think a lot of songwriters write from their own experience, of course, but sometimes those experiences are so singular that people can't grab onto them. So yeah. I think that the way you've put this song together, it's your story a little bit, but it's kind of everybody's story. They can get into it and feel it on their own from their own point of view. So I think that's one of the keys of success in this business.
The other thing I wanted to say, Carol, about sure. You know, music today with AI and the saturation in the industry. And you as a radio show host, I'm sure you get inundated, of course, if everybody wants to, has a cousin and a brother that they know, somebody's friend wants to be on the radio.
Right.
You have a lot to choose from, pick and choose from as well, I'm sure. But one of the things that, you know, I'm missing from the industry, just as a whole, are the stories.
Yes.
I want it. Anytime somebody comes to me, you know, the first thing I tell an artist to do is, I don't care about the song. I don't care about the melody. Tell me the story.
Right.
Write a paragraph or two. Write a page. Tell me the story of what is going on in this world and this. Why is it happening now? What's happening to this person? Who is this person? How is it affecting somebody else? And just write the story. Write a little short story, a couple of paragraphs. And then we can extrapolate ideas from that story and create lyrics from that. And that's really how, to me, a really well-written song starts.
Yeah.
And that's what David presented. It's just, we just sat and told stories. You just tell stories like, wow, that could be a really cool song. And the lyrics that we have, and I don't want to say they're generic. They're not. They're deep because it means something to somebody.
Sure.
But listening to it as a third party, as an outsider, just a groove to the tune, you don't have to analyze the lyrics. They're right there.
They're right there. Absolutely. Let's hear one of the other songs on the album Americana from Alabama. And then we're going to play One Dance, which is a song we're analyzing in the interview here. But I wanted you to hear Baked and Buzz so you could hear a couple of the other tunes from this album because it's really fun. Here it is from Americana from Alabama, Baked and Buzzed. And it's Memorial Weekend. Maybe you're doing this weekend. I hope so.
Beach, don't want it to end. The sun is setting, I got sunburned again. Should have worn my PF jeans. Now I'm red, red as can be. Watching the suits tied against their skin. Some a little heavy, some too thin. Cold beer in my hand, it eases the pain. Yes, I'll be drinking to numb my brain. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. I'm baked, I'm buzzed. It really hurts, been here before. Should've learned my lesson, but keep coming back for more. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. I'm baked. light a few limes inside. I'll pop one in and keep drinking all night. I know I shouldn't have stayed on the beach without my SPF 50. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. I'm baked, I'm buzzed. My skin feels hot, my head feels light. Looks like I'm sleeping in my beater tonight. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. I'm baked and I'm buzzed. My skin feels hot, my head feels light. Looks like I'm sleeping in my future tonight. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. Baked and buzzed, my old friends. Baked and buzzed, we're at it again. I'm baked and I'm buzzed. Yes, indeed.
I like that pop top at the end. All right, that's Baked and Buzzed from the album Americana from Alabama. And we're going to play the culmination of this interview a little bit. Hope you're enjoying hearing a little bit of the inside. If you're if you've ever written music, or you you know, are thinking about writing music, some of these tips can be very helpful. Sometimes it's hard to know where to start. So, all right, let's hear the rest of this on WCOM 103.5 FM. This is Carolina Pines Radio Show. I'm C. Shea. And let's hear the rest of the information on the final song we're going to play, called One Dance.
But there are solo artists, solo writers that don't collaborate too much. I'm a songwriter as well. I find that collaboration, rather than taking away from what I've done, piles on so many advantages. And I wondered how you felt about that, David, first, and then Craig. You know, how did you feel about that collaboration? Like, what was the? Did you feel that, like, wow, this is intruding a little bit into where I was going, but yet I like it? Or how'd you feel about it?
I'm gonna turn this to David, and I'm gonna preface it by saying that since David is new to the songwriting aspect of music, I mean, he's been involved in music for a very long time, but the songwriting aspect of it, when a new songwriter writes a song, sometimes they feel whatever they've written is etched in stone and have a very hard time relinquishing or acquiescing to another party coming in and saying, yeah, but what if it says, yeah, but you don't understand, that's not what happened, this is what it is. So yeah. I'm going to turn it over to David as how he feels as he started to write songs and immediately started to collaborate and get his take on what his feeling.
Thank you. It's a good question, Carol. And yeah, you know, I know I'm no expert with this, and so I tend to rely on people that have done this for a long time and that are good at it. And you know, Craig, without exception, is just been a great partner. But I have a couple other people that we bounce things off of, and Craig is comfortable with it too. And we talked to a guy named Tommy Jackson, who is owner of First Note Entertainment, and it's a publishing company, record label, and he's got lots of experience and number one hits, et cetera, through his company. And he's a personal friend, and we bounce things off of him. And Craig, you want to talk about Percy?
Sure. Percy Baird was a very well-known songwriter. I Believe I Could Fly is one of his tunes.
Wow.
Got about 26, 27 number ones, some gold, some platinum. He's just been in the business for a long time. He's worked with many, many artists. He's a great writer. He became a good friend. We talk all the time, and he is now actually collaborating with us on the fourth song that we're writing. That's Ooh. Going to pitch to artists through Tommy before we release the song. So we're not releasing the fourth song yet, but we are going back into the studio actually next week to finish it up. And it's going to be first one out of the gate that a publishing company actually picked up to say, don't put this out yet. Let me pitch this first.
Wow, because that's high praise.
That brings a lot of excitement because, you know, as a musician or as a songwriter, when somebody says that to you, they really believe that there's something there that could happen with the tune. And of course, there's no guarantees in life. But at the end of the day, if it falls on deaf ears and doesn't do anything, so we release it and we do what we do.
Yeah, and you had a good time doing it.
Right.
Well, it's exciting to know something new coming, so we'll look forward to that. Maybe you'll come back on and talk to us a little bit about that. So thank you guys so much.
Just so you know, with Percy is now kind of joined our team as a collaborator, and going forward, he wants to work with us some more once a month. So we're going to build that relationship as well. And of course, you know, this business is about networking and yes. just being humble. You know, you got to be humble, and you got to realize it's a very difficult business to be in. It's a saturated business, and there are a lot of people in this business that are just doing it for the money, and there are a lot of other people in this business just doing it for the art. And when art can be commerce, that's going to be the magic button. And you just keep going. You keep trying. That's all we could do.
Awesome. Well, I think this is a match made in heaven between David Overman and Craig Brandman at Center Sound Productions. So I'm going to go ahead and get One Dance, the song off the album Americana from Alabama. This is one of the songs called One Dance. I heard that it's catching on in 23 different countries, getting a lot of play on FM. And we're going to join that right here on WCOM. Thank you guys so much. And I look forward to talking with you next time about music production, songwriting, and all the exciting things in this business. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Take care.
Saturday party I'll never forget. It changed my life to a wonderful path. A couple of guys playing guitar, beer cans slide across the bar. I was one and they were three. I asked one of them to dance with me. She took my heart while holding my hand, while dancing to the beat of the band. One day one dance, who would have thought that one dance would give us a chance? Oh, one dance, all it took was one dance, just a two-step dance that led to romance. She swung me around and we hit the floor. Something about her I wanted more. I was bold and she was free. I can't believe she danced with me. How'd I get so lucky that I asked the right one? Was it the Jack and Johnny talking, or were we just having fun? They were playing.
and the whole place singing along. I looked at her and she smiled at me and said, this could be our song. One dance, all it took was one dance, just a two-step dance.